You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello, and thank you for joining us for another week of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. Today is Monday, June 29th, 2020, and we have a short week in store for you. The markets will be closed on Friday, so that's July 3rd, so we won't be recording on Friday either. We also won't be publishing on Friday since the markets will be closed. So just wanted to give that a heads up and a little reminder ahead of the coming week. So let's dive into today's financial news. Headlines today include unemployment reaching nearly 50% and COVID fears stalling reopenings. Let's dive into today's financial news summary for Monday, June 29th, 2020. Stocks ended the first day of the week in the green, a welcoming change of pace from the tail end of last week. At the end of the trading day on Monday, the Dow Jones climbed by 2.32%, the S&P 500 by 1.47%, and the NASDAQ by 1.2%. New Jersey had been planning to implement a reopening of indoor dining in the state. However, due to a sharp incline in COVID-19 cases after various states started reopening restaurants, the governor has decided against the plan. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey sent out a tweet on Monday, quote, "Update, indoor dining will no longer resume on Thursday. We had planned to loosen restrictions this week. However, after hashtag COVID-19 spikes in other states driven by, in part, the return of indoor dining, we have decided to postpone indoor dining indefinitely." Again, that was New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Florida had an increase in new cases of 5,409 on Sunday. This is a decrease from the 8,424 that was reported on Saturday. It was recently announced that Miami and Fort Lauderdale will be closing their beaches over the 4th of July weekend in order to curb the spread of infections. The Federal Aviation Administration declared on Monday morning that the test certification flights for the 737 MAX would begin later today. The first flight took place around 1 p.m. today. As of last Friday, Boeing shares had decreased 48% for the year. Today, Boeing had regained 9.2% by the end of the trading day. Goldman Sachs analysts also upgraded Southwest Airlines, citing their heavy reliance on domestic routes, which favors a quicker recovery to their international competitors. As a result, they closed the markets Monday up over 3% at a share price of $35.04. The housing market has appeared to slowly be recovering. Pending home sales increased significantly in May as compared to April. April had seen an increase of 21.8% compared to May's 44.3%. Economists had previously predicted a gain of 19.3% for May. However, the amount of pending home sales is still down by over 5% as compared to last year. Lawrence Yoon of NAR spoke Monday, "This has been a spectacular recovery for contract signings and goes to show the resiliency of American consumers and their evergreen desire for home ownership. This bounce back also speaks to how the housing sector could lead the way for a broader economic recovery. More listings are continuously appearing as the economy reopens, helping with inventory choices. Still, more home construction is needed to counter the persistent underproduction of homes over the past decade," end quote. Again, that was Lawrence Yoon of NAR. The Federal Reserve has implemented phase two of its corporate bond buying program. The Fed will be able to buy bonds on the primary market, and it will be the sole investor. The terms of the bond purchases will be specific to the situation. As of the month of May, 52.8% of U.S. adults were employed. This means that 47.2% of them were unemployed at that time. In January 2020, 61.2% of American adults were employed, meaning that it dropped by almost 10% within a few months. Barclays downgraded Beyond Meat today, declaring the company's stock to be underweight. The reasoning was related to the reopening of the restaurant industry and the replenishing meat supply in the United States. As a result, Beyond Meat fell by almost 9% today. That wraps up today's financial news segment, and we will take a quick pause here at Call Put Strike to take a word from our sponsors and dive right into the second half, where we will take a look at today's financial trends section. Segment, and that is regarding fractional shares and their disruption of the financial markets. Hang tight, we'll be back in just a sec. Welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, and I appreciate your patience through a word from our sponsors. Helps to pay the bills somewhat for all of the quality journalism and writing that goes into both the web content as well as the podcast. So if you head over to callputstrike.com, click on one of the podcast sites if you ever want to contribute yourself. We appreciate any contributions you'd be willing to make. It helps to keep things rocking and rolling here at Call Put Strike. So without further ado, we're going to take a look into fractional shares and their market disruption for today's trend segment. So when it comes to investing in the stock market, there can be many different aspects that people are not aware of. Fractional shares are not often discussed in everyday conversation, but they do actually play a huge role in the stock market. They have become more exciting for especially more casual traders, as they make companies with high stock prices, as an example, like Amazon, a bit more accessible to traders working on smaller trading budgets. So what are fractional shares exactly? Having less than one full share of an equity stock is known as a fractional share. This will usually happen due to a stock splitting, merger, or a dividend reinvestment plan. Fractional shares aren't available to obtain from the stock market and are difficult when trying to sell them. Fractional shares can only be sold through a brokerage. So, what is the market disruption of fractional shares? Well, the method that Robinhood and Charles Schwab, as an example, have employed of eliminating commission fees on trades has disrupted the industry. Other companies that have been in the industry for much longer, such as E-Trade Financial, Interactive Brokers, and TD Ameritrade, to name a few, have also been forced to abolish their commission fees in order to stay in competition with them. Tenev is proud of the fact that his company has helped to bring about this change. Tenev is Vlad Tenev of Robinhood, just as a reference. And he says, quote, "Robinhood pioneered commission-free investing in stocks. We can be really proud of not just creating a world where our own customers don't pay commissions, but customers of other brokerages have benefited as well," end quote. Once customers realize that they now have a choice on where to trade commission-free, Robinhood had to offer something else in order to keep them. This is when Robinhood unveiled its program of allowing customers to buy fractional shares in companies. This is the case for both individual stocks as well as ETF options. So, who's Robinhood and what was their role in the fractional shares trading? So Robinhood is an investment app that was developed 6 years ago by Vlad Tenev and by Ju Bot. This app is a discount brokerage meant for more novice investors. The app offers its users the ability to make trades without paying commissions. More than half of the app's users are first-time investors, the majority of them being 30 years old. Robinhood also has a dividend reinvestment plan. This plan is able to automatically reinvest cash dividends into stocks. This benefits users who just want their investments handled quickly and automatically. Sort of robo-investing of sorts. So using Robinhood allows its customers to buy a fractional share in a company. They can invest as much money as they feel comfortable doing and buy a portion of a share. This is appealing for young investors who have had their sights on owning shares in stocks like Amazon or Facebook, which are very expensive for even one share. As an example, Amazon for most of this year has been selling for over $2,000 a share. Not very affordable for many investors. So now where does Charles Schwab, a little bit more of a traditional or old school investment brokerage, where do they fit in? So the Charles Schwab app is another method of mobile trading. This app has actually recently revealed its program of buying fractional shares of S&P 500 companies. Customers will be able to now purchase fractional shares of these stocks for as low as $5 each. This marks the first time that the company has offered fractional trading. This app also employs a 0% commission fee for their clients. However, they only started offering this a few years after Robinhood did in order to stay in direct competition with them. So there you have it. There's your insights into fractional shares, who's using them, and their market disruption in even converting older brokerages like Charles Schwab to compete with the newer brokerages like Robinhood. That's a wrap for today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights for June 29th, 2020, Monday. And as a reminder, we won't be recording on Friday, July 3rd, for the 4th of July holiday, as the markets will be closed. Feel free to drop us a line at news@callputstrike.com. Let us know you're listening and feel free to pass along any feedback. Love to hear from you. And we're also hiring more writers. So if you are interested, feel free to reach out to us at news@callputstrike.com and pass along any clips as well. So thank you for tuning in. We will be back tomorrow evening, same time, same place, and have a great evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.